This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said, 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country, as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors, which have added momentum to India's growth journey. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said, Today, the world views India with hope and confidence and appreciates the pace of progress, which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country. The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interactions was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation, Agenda for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. Indian Army in 2025 reported significant advancements, highlighting key milestones in operational employment and deterrence. Following the Pahalgam terror attack, Operation Sindoor was launched in May 2025, in which 9 terror camps were destroyed and 7 were neutralized across the border. The strikes were precise, calibrated and time-bound, reinforcing deterrence while maintaining escalation control. It also destroyed more than a dozen terror launch pads along the LOC. The army also highlighted its progress in BrahMos and Pinaka systems. It also inducted a variety of unmanned aircraft systems, including drones, about 3,000 remotely piloted aircrafts, about 150 tethered drones and swarm drones. This year, Army gave momentum to the tech absorption with the aim of moving from technology adoption to integration, embedding new technologies. It also organized Chanakya Defense Dialogue 2025 to position itself on the theme of reform to transform for a secure and developed India. In Uttarakhand, about 60 people were injured when a loco train carrying workers and officials collided with a goods train inside Peepalkoti Tunnel of the Vishnugarh Peepalkoti Hydroelectric Project Tunnel in Chamoli District yesterday evening, officials said. Chamoli District Magistrate Gaurav Kumar said that there were a total of 109 people on the train at the time of the accident, which occurred late in the evening, and 60 of them were injured. He said that all the people have been rescued and the condition of all the injured is stable. According to officials, loco trains are used inside tunnels for the transportation of workers, officials and materials for construction work. Delhi government has approved the Delhi Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the bill approved by the cabinet aims to simplify compliance procedures and decriminalize minor violations, reduce the number of cases in the courts, and enhance administrative efficiency. She said that the bill will be passed in the upcoming winter session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly starting from the 5th of next month. Mrs. Gupta said that through this legislation, the Delhi government is fully committed to promote ease of doing business and ease of living. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the funeral ceremony of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khaleeda Zia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. Indian chess grandmaster Arjun Erigaisi continued his fine run in global chess, securing the bronze medal in the International Chess Federation FIDE World Blitz Championship in Doha yesterday. After stunning performances in the league stage, Erigaisi could not manage to replicate the same in the semi-final but sealed a bronze for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.